Hello, Sanford Publicity, Jared speaking.
Hi Jared, how you doing? My name is Mark and I just had a couple of questions for you regarding the upcoming census.
Yeah, and are you with a radio station or newspaper or anything, Mark?
We're with an online publication called Multistory.
Okay.
And
Far away there, yeah.
Okay, well the first question I suppose is there has been quite a minuscule amount of press regarding the issue of the contractor that you have for the census this time around, and also in 2002 and 2006. So I suppose my question is, how come people were not made aware of this in 2002 and 2006?
Well, I suppose that's up to the media. We've been transparent in everything, all contracts we've had. Maybe it just wasn't picked up by the media themselves.
Had you issued a press release in 2002 and 2006 about this?
No, well, we've issued a press release in response to the media asking about our contracts. So I presume, I can't tell you for 100%, but I presume there was nobody in 2002 that asked, but as far as I'm aware, in 2006 a similar press release was issued.
Okay, well, after a good search on your website there a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't find anything related to the contractors before 2006. Now, there was a mention of the data being compiled, but there was no press release to talk about the actual contractors.
Prior to 2006?
Well, prior to this time around. I mean,
okay,
I find that the website is pretty sparse on that, like.
Okay, well, the website that we have at the moment is a Census 2011 one, all right, and whether the press release was up on the web at the time of 2006, I can't say for sure. Perhaps it was just released to the media and wasn't put up on the website.
Okay.
Because it wasn't a big issue.
Right, okay. When the contract was awarded in 2006, given that, like in the interim between 2002 and 2006, there was court cases regarding the parent company in America. Was this not a cause of concern in awarding the contract? I know they weren't convicted of anything, but I mean, just on a kind of an ethical point of view.
I suppose the best place for you to see, I suppose my only answer for this is you could read our press release at the moment in regards to that. And it sort of covers all the aspects you mentioned there.
Of course, yeah, I've read that. I mean, I've read what the Chief Whip has said in the Dáil on Wednesday as well. And I mean, it does seem to be the continuous line. I mean, it's like saying that the UK company have nothing got to do with the US company. And I mean, that's kind of like saying that Google in Ireland have nothing got to do with Google in the US, like.
I hear what you're saying yourself, but I suppose, again, just the statement that we have sort of covers all the aspects of what we want to say on the matter.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. The other thing was, just in regards, I mean, this one seems to be a bit of a hazy one, like, but regarding the requirement to give your name on the census form, and when you say that this part isn't scanned, I'd like to explain how that works, and also whether the 100-year rule means that names will actually be released. Like, so, I mean, the question is, do you capture the names that are on the census forms?
The names are captured, I suppose, for processing purposes, first and foremost. So, say, for I suppose I can give you an example, what we've happened in the past. Say, if when we look at the forms, we can ascertain if people make a duplicate name, we can see who's the mother, who's the father. But names aren't released or aren't stored on record. And they're released, as I say, the 100-year rule. Up to now, it's all been scanned. Scan, like say the 1911 has been scanned completely, but we don't record the names. Like, we won't be recording the names this time around, or they're not used or given to anybody.
Okay, but have they been, so they have been scanned up until 1999 is what you're saying, or till?
I'd have to get, I'm not fully up to date now in the whole processing and the scanning aspect of it, but if you want, I can get back to you on that matter.
Okay, that would be great. But just in regards to the 100-year rule, so you're saying that they are still kept for genealogy purposes, like?
Yeah, well, the 1911, you can see people's names all right, but in terms of the scanning and recording, I'm not 100% on it, but I'll get those answers for you and get back to you, I suppose. The best thing I could do for you.
Okay, and the other question, just the final question now, Jared, is just in regards to CSEI, to CACI's involvement in this, When the processing happens, are CACI completely removed from this now, in that the software and the hardware that you have is under the hands of the CSO completely? And is the premises in Swords a secure premises, in that is there internet access available on these computers?
No, there's no internet access on these computers, or no email facilities either. CACI, I suppose, as the statement says, they help with some of the processing aspects of it, but they don't have any access to the records. Everything's kept on servers here in CSO Swords, and as the statement goes on to say, that it's completely confidential and safe, and won't be given on to any third parties.
Okay. And they suppose, like, I talked to Páraic McLaughlin of Sinn Féin there the other day, and he said, like, I mean, the way he kind of viewed it is that people are kind of expected to take a leap of faith, and he was taking a leap of faith in the CSO, that there were still a number of questions hanging over this, like, you know, but in terms of encouraging people to have concern over this, like, I mean, is there anything further you'd like to say that would, I suppose, put their minds at ease?
I suppose the statement goes into detail, I suppose, is the main thing. But the CSO is an unblemished record on confidentiality, and everybody here employed by the CSO is an officer of statistics, and there's a hefty fine if there's any breaches of confidentiality. So it's up to people. We have an unblemished record, and everything is confidential, I suppose. The statement about CACI should cover most people's concerns.
Do you not think this is a slight blemish on it now, the fact that, I mean, a war contractor has been revealed as being involved in this in some way?
Well, as the statement says, CACI UK aren't... The parent company is what you're referring to, but CACI UK have nothing got to do with that.
Well, I mean, that would be really up to people to make their own decision on whether they believe that to be the case.
Was there a couple of questions from earlier that you want me to clarify so I can get back to you?
Yeah, I suppose the clarification is on the 100-year rule on it, and what exactly happens to the names, like, when they're scanned, and what process is done that allows them to be removed from the... I mean, what I'd really would like to request is that if there's some way that, you know, you could prove this to the media, like by inviting somebody from the media to show the process of how this happens. Like, I mean, that would be very helpful, I think. Like,
grand. Yeah, I'll look into that, Mark, and get back to you. Could I have a contact number?
Yeah, I'll give it to you again there. It's 086.
Yeah. Grand. That's okay. And is there anything else, Mark, that you need to clarify?
No, I think that's it. Well, I suppose the one thing is you said there's a €25,000 potential fine. I mean, that's also the same fine that people potentially face for not filling out the census. I mean, does that seem a little bit unfair that, you know, for a breach of confidentiality is a much bigger issue than not filling in your census, per se? And, you know, if, per se, and this is just a hypothetical question, if anybody wanted access to this data and was out to get that, a €25,000 fine is quite a small price to pay for leaking data that may be valuable, a lot more valuable than that. Like,
well, people, you said that the fine's the same as people not filling out the census form. Fines that have been given out previously have been very minimum compared to that €25,000. And we've always found people cooperative in filling out once we explain the benefits of the census. For instance, last time around, there might have been only two or three people that were fined, and that fine was only in the hundreds.
Yeah. I know, those issues were quite different from now. So, I mean, what about people that are taking an objection to this now? I mean, can you comment on whether these people will be prosecuted for taking an ethical position on this?
Well, there's an obligation on every individual in the country to take part. So that would be our stance on it. It's an obligation on everybody to take part. It's for everybody in the country to take a snapshot of the country on April 10th.
Yeah. But have you anything to say of whether you would consider prosecuting people that avoided this census, per se? Like, I given just one example as well. Look at the Shannon incident of Mary Kelly, one of the activists there who damaged a U.S. military plane, and they were trying to sue her to bits, like, and she won her case basically because it was a human rights issue.
Right. Yeah. Well, I suppose I'm not going to enter into any hypothetical situations, but we'll take each case as case by case basis. Like, I suppose is the clearest thing I can say to you.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair enough. Your second name again, Ger? Sorry.
Bradley.
Bradley. Okay.
Yeah.
And it'd be great if you could get back to me on the other thing whenever you can.
Yeah, I'll get back to you as soon as possible, Mark, okay?
Okay. Thanks very much, Ger.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Yep, there you go. Okay. Hi, Ger.
Yes. How are you? How are you, Mark? So one of your questions was the 100-year rule and what happens to the names and the process.
Yeah.
So the names are not recorded. The forms themselves are saved as images, and they're secured, stored safely on site. But
yeah.
The names are not recorded, so there's no index of the name with the information. So basically, you can come in and look for Mark or whatever your surname is, and link that with the data of your form.
Mm.
The forms themselves, the hard copy of the forms, are then sent to the National Archives, and they're saved there.
Yeah.
For the 100 years, and then after the 100 years, it's whatever at the time how they released them. It's up to the people at the time how they released them. But the images are saved here, all right. But the names are not recorded.
Okay, so I'm presuming that the scanning software just ignores the name fields on.
That's possible, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, in relation to your other query then about is it possible to, I suppose, get a walkthrough of the process and just to highlight the process for yourself. I'd say the best thing would be to do is request a meeting, and I'd say be highly likely we'd try to accommodate. If you requested a meeting or a walkthrough of us,
yeah,
it'd be a good chance. We'd definitely look to accommodate yourself. I suppose if processing was on at the moment, if without being an officer of statistics, you wouldn't be able to go through the floor while the people are on the computers,
yeah,
working with them, but certainly our IT manager could maybe walk through the server where things, how safe it is, and go through that processor, that side of things.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that would be great. I mean, I'll contact you next week about that. Like, I mean, it was just...
Yeah, put in an email to census@cso.ie.
Yeah.
Just request exactly what you want, okay?
Okay, listen, I much appreciate you talking to me, Jared.
That's grand. Thanks, Mark.
And if you wanted, have you found a site for all the other stuff is, like?
Your site, is it?
Yeah, it's multistory.itison.net, and it's spelled multistory, .itison.net. You don't need the www's.
So what is it again? Sorry, multistory?
Multistory.itison.net.
Very good. Okay, thanks, Mark.
Okay, thanks, Jared.
All the best.
Take care now. Bye-bye.